number eight, item number eight, which is a pay policy, paper F. That is in your pack, I'm not sure you've read, but I'll ask Councillor Hutchinson.
Thank you, Chairman. This, of course, is a statutory report which comes before Council at this time every year. There usually is very little reason to make substantive change. If you check paragraph 3, it does identify that does also minor amendments that follow on from previous years. And in the report, of course, it lists the kind of amendments and when they were made in all previous years. Only one thing I'd comment on, which has been raised by members before, which is in connection with the gender gap that the report comments on. We're actually pretty good here in this authority. I think local authorities generally are good. But it's worth noting that there is a substantial majority of women in part-time appointments, I think about 79%. We assume that this is largely because women find the part-time employment fits with the caring duties, either for elderly or for children, that more frequently falls to women than tends to fall to men. So there is an oddity in that. Conversely, at the other end of the scale, where we have salaries of over 40,000, women are well represented, 61% in this authority, and even in the higher salaries, it is a percentage in favour of women. So I think we're doing a bit. The only point that I'd comment on is paragraph 5.4 on page F12, which does confirm that we will pay the nationally agreed pay award 2%. And as I said when we did the budget report, for every percent or 1.5% if you go over that, we don't have to find either £600,000 or £900,000. So that report commits us to continue to pay the nationally approved pay awards. Other than that, Chairman, I recommend that the Council approves this meeting.
Thanks, Councillor. Do you have a second there? Councillor Stewart. Okay, would you like to speak, Councillor?
No, I can't do that.
Any other members to speak on this item? Councillor Lee,
I wish to actually move as a declaration because my wife actually works for our council, so I will not vote.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Lee.
Thank you. I would just like to make one point. Rather than us assuming, seems an important word there, assuming the part-time knowledge of why the rest of been working for us, I think I'd like us to look into that and be more certain and discover more with more accuracy so that we can then address it properly if necessary. So we need to know more about that. I don't want to assume that anything.
Thank you,
Councillor. Thank you. So, I'm going to take some issues, Councillor Lee. My wife is employed by
Thank you, Councillor. Any other member wish to speak? If not, we go to the vote. As a favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33.
Thank you. Those are yes. Those are yes. Any abstentions? 1, 2, 3. Great. Thank you.